And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back. One of the things we try to pride ourselves in is we are always there for you. We provide you the best health and integrative medicine. Again, I integrate it with surgery and regular medicine, chiropractic, naturopathy, deep stage tissue, scalar technology, the most advanced stem cell, exosomes. You get everything here at Nutramedical. You get the very best nutraceuticals and free advice if you just want to know what nutraceuticals, and if you want to consult and do telemedicine and train doctors anywhere on the planet if they have a translator. Our sale is still on. The code is Merry. Not only Merry Christmas, but Merry New Year. That's funny, hey? And, of course, you can check out, you save 7% on everything, including consults, equipment like the Sonic Life. If you buy it with the savings there, you're going to save about $500 to be on the Sonic Life. You can also save it on NutriMeds. And a lot of people do. Our sale is going to go on at midnight tomorrow night. We have lots of stuff to cover with Gary. In fact, I think, Gary, we should probably do a little video clip after because you have a very visual site, which is news-expose.org, is it?
News-expose.org, that's correct.
Yeah, right. Now, when you go there, you'll see lots of pictures. In fact, I like the picture it shows right off the top. It's funny. Soviet Republic of California, and I can tell you, having lived in California now for 12 years, it's definitely the rulers here are trying to push us to become part of the, you know, you got to understand what's the real agenda of the globalists. The agenda of the globalists is not have war with Russia or China, it's to merge with them and become totalitarian control freak nation. Now, they may not call it communism, but that's what we're moving toward, which is digital control of every citizen on Earth, like, you know, Minority Report, you know? Doesn't matter what terms you call it in different countries, it's the same endpoint that they want to reach. And when I see the Soviet Republic of California, you have to understand the people that are involved here are socialists and are communists, and it never has a good outcome. When you lose autonomy to a super state, you don't have value, you don't have rights except one given by the state, and if they want to take it away, well, you don't have the right to resist it either. So it's always caused destruction. The private little farms in the Soviet Union fed people during the Soviet times because the regular farms were so low in production, they couldn't feed anybody. In fact, I remember a comment by one of my friends from Belarus while he was in the Black Sea nuclear navy. He says, "We pretend to work and they pretend to pay us." Pretty funny, hey? But, you know, here in California, they've ruined the cities. If you go to San Francisco and L.A., they have so many mentally ill people and drug addicts and people urinating and defecating. They're losing even tourism to San Francisco. It used to be a tourist hub for big conferences. The governor here has been threatened by Trump just the last few weeks, saying, you know, Governor Newsom was an idiot and a narcissistic idiot, just like these billionaires that really feel guilty being, we call quick billionaires using tech companies. And they feel guilt to say, you know, we don't want you to have guns, even though they have private armies around themselves. We don't want you to have walls, even though they have a wall around their property. We just want you to accept everybody, even if they're a drug addict defecating in front of your doorstep or in your city hall. And you mentioned this over and over again. It sounds like a criminal group. It's called AMBAG. And tell me what AMBAG stands for, because it's up in your area of California. AMBAG, what does it stand for?
Right. It's the Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments. In fact, the one down towards you when I used to live in Los Angeles in the Westchester Playa del Rey area. It's called
right.
SCAG, Southern California Association of Governments. So there's every square inch of the state of California is covered with these councils of government, which operate like Soviets.
Well, they operate, by the way, the way they operate actually is tied to the United Nations. And people have to understand the Rothschilds and Rockefellers not only ensure the property there, but also control a lot of the other things that are by regulation. And so by regulation, they've actually created a regulatory government that's totally aside from the state and the federal government, that's non-elected officials, right?
Right. Well, they have one representative from each city or county within, you know, their borders that they arbitrarily create.
Right.
And, of course, it's funded initially funded by foundations, so they got most taxpayers and cities to pay huge fees to belong to it. The same
right.
with the California League of Cities. These are off the out of sight from the American people, and they're the ones where they make policy. There's right. supposed to be a session when the supervisors and councilmen return. It's usually delivered before the general meeting. They report from the various committees and so forth they've been on, whether it's the local libraries or the police or the water or something like that. But these right. things are much more serious, and they include, you know, your power, your water, social policies, welfare. So that's where the taxes and the replication of laws go. And this is also where these bureaucrats work up their payrolls. I mean, they're making twice as much as any blue-collar person in the state, maybe three times as much in all the pensions, because what they do is they compare. They go back to the city council, and they get the comparisons of the highest people paid. And then they say, well, we ought to certainly have, you know, equal pay. And so it's just they just keep running up their perks.
They're running up the tab, yeah. Let me insert an important comment. I talked yesterday, or early today, I talked to Pastor Butch Paugh, who will be on the program tomorrow and the last hour time slot, 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central. And he mentioned to me an article in the link that basically they're now planning on actually civil detention, where they're going to start seizing people, not only taking their guns, but also seizing and putting them into civil detention camps. Now, I don't know who's thinking this up, but you guys out there that think you're going to do this are delusional. Now, you might get, like, there was a couple of years ago, the state governor of New York would actually pass a law trying to seize guns from veterans that had PTSD. And we've had experts, legal experts in California and around the country on over the years. And the idea of seizing guns is really a bad idea, because you'll make people so mad that you'll have an armed, violent revolution. Now, the more likely thing to happen is they're going to do something with the credit card companies or companies like Walmart to actually make sure you don't have bullets. But there's also non-lethal weapons, and lethal weapons that can be made with non-gun things that don't go pop. You know, you just mentioned a few of them, and I've got a long list here of things. You know, you can have one of these, you know, little guns that shoots at a ball that'll actually make your eyes weep. Okay, those you can get at $300 on Amazon right now. You can make up in a couple hours a linear accelerator tube with ball bearings and actually make a ball bearing accelerator weapon that's much more dangerous than a gun and will accelerate much faster and won't make a pop. And you can put thousands of ball bearings in a backpack and run them through this ball bearing accelerator, boom, and you're deadly. You'd have a green laser drone on top of a drone, and those green lasers will start a fire a mile or two away. And they won't even see it coming. They just fly it at 70 miles an hour, boom. It can either hurt somebody or it can actually start a fire. And then we have scalar technology. And I know how to make a phased array knockdown weapon and or lethal weapon that could be used by a phased array. And if they think that they're going to take us on and they're not going to be exposed to hell, they're delusional. These people are nuts. I mean, I got enough Viking background myself from German and Scottish clan. We're not going to put up with this crap. And we see it coming. This year they want the World ID, passed by George Bush Jr. And of course he's a minion of his father, George Bush Sr., and the globalists, these maniacs, would be the Bohemian Grove. These people are communists, they are socialists, but remember, I don't like to use the term communist socialists. They're basically totalitarian control freaks. They're highest level satanic Luciferic masons. Some of the stuff they do actually looks, tastes, and smells good. But ultimately, it results in a tyrannical super state that controls you and eventually wants to kill you. And if you think we're making this up, you're going to die fast. Like, you know, like we watched Die Hard. This the one last night was Die Hard 2. And the one that's coming up, the one that we'll see later on, is Die Hard with a Vengeance. If you don't believe us, and you haven't had the time or effort to try to investigate to see if what we're telling is true, you're going to suffer for it and you're going to die harder.
Well, the reference I heard when I was a kid was to box somebody's ears, and it's a deadly combination. You put your palms and you slam them against both ears at the same time, and you destroy the eardrums. A person goes into shock and falls to their knees.
Right.
This is the Hegelian. It's like the left rein and right rein in order to lead the horse where it goes. If you only control one side, you're going in circles. So they want to control the outcome.
Well, I'll tell you what we're trying to do is we're tying the Gordian knot of cognitive dissonance. Now, I'll explain what I mean by that. When the Gordian knot was presented to Alexander, he said, you know, is there anybody that says in the prophecy that you can't cut the knot? So he actually untied the knot by cutting it. Now, the way to cut it is being curious. And what you do is you don't have to accept everything we say. In fact, don't accept anything we say. Go and do research. We give you documents like you do on your website, news-expoday.org. Go to our website. Go on the internet. Go on the, I call SewerNet. Go to just the blogosphere out there. And you find enough corroborating evidence, you won't be able to deny it. Then you have to take action, right?
Yeah. Well, this touches me real close because last night I was trying to take off one of my shoes and I had a double knot on it and I had to pull the damn shoe off because I couldn't untie it. So I figured I'd just do that in the morning. But I've got some other new news to add.
So the way to cut the Gordian knot, you see, everybody's caught in cognitive dissonance, whether you're in the church that preaches BS or geopolitical systems on the left or the right. For example, I was watching this thing here in Drudge, and it talks about how so many young people are thinking Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is a very nasty, maniac, control freak, communist. He even had his honeymoon in communist Soviet Russia before the fall of the Soviet Union. This is a evil nutball. And remember, I don't care what his background was. He's Jewish, he's this or that. The Jews have more proclivity to it because what they did over the 1,300 years in Babylon is they become wizards. And anybody who reads the Sefer Yetzirah and the Talmud of Babylon, which they try to trump the Bible and the prophecies, which are primarily, by the way, Jewish and Hebrew, both, and you read the Sefer Yetzirah and the Talmud of Babylon, you go, I'm not going to believe in any god. So a lot of them are atheists, like this guy Bernie. He's probably an atheist, and he believes that somehow the superstate is going to be your nanny. No, they aren't. If they don't have the money, or they don't want you to live longer, or it's too expensive to keep your carcass alive, they'll kill you. I saw it in Canada personally, okay? So anybody who thinks that socialism is going to fix it, I can fix it without socialism. Have a system so young people can write off their debt for their college. Reduce the cost of college and don't give these guys large budgets. And start controlling the prices. Don't allow them to get away with murder. Some of these professors and people in these universities have got hundreds of billions of dollars of money stuffed away. Why? There's no need for it. And when you look at the research coming out of these places, most of it is garbage, right? They don't want to really change anything because it costs money. They interfere with the model of how to make money, whether it's medical, legal system. The legal system is disgusting, isn't it? A lot of our politicians are lawyers, right?
Yep.
So I'd like you to respond to that, because when I hear this about Bernie Cashflow, tops the Democratic field. Bernie is a dangerous nut. And if he got control, he would strip the nation of its individuality, its exceptionalism, its ability to immigrate and create the future economy of the world.
Well, what I discovered last week, we talked about the Seventh Society. I was always curious because they've had a whole line of every American that represented the U.S. at the United Nations, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, except for Walter Bedell Smith. He ends up belonging to this Seventh Society, as did Stettinius, who was Secretary of State, who replaced John Foster Dulles.
Right.
It turns out that Stettinius partnered with William Tubman, and I find out that William Tubman is a Prince Hall Freemason. He was also, they made him the president of Liberia, and according to the League of Nations, they were still using slave labor. But Prince Hall Masons founded the Back to Black Africa movement. It included such traitors as Thurgood Marshall, Jesse Jackson,
right,
Obama, and Sharpton. They are all members of this Prince Hall Freemason Society. I encourage people to look it up. It shows how they are brought in as this, as part of the puppets on this world stage, and they're working together.
Yeah, and by the way, they're abusing our black brothers and sisters. I mean, I think it's really aggravating. More and more black people getting wise to the fact that Trump is good for them, and that we need policies that are colorblind, that policies that are going to increase these people that are of color are being persecuted by, say, the Democrats, the demon rats, I call them. And they're realizing that voting Democrat is a self-destructive idea.
Yeah, it's amazing how they're able to use people.
Right.
You know, run them through the same formulas and then still create the racial hatred, back and forth. They're not,
absolutely.
They don't make them as
keep that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, Gary. News-expose.org. A place to go. Lots of pictures, lots of truth.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dr. Deagle, I want to mention how serious this partnership is between the Secret Society member, Edward Stintinius.
We're going live. So we're starting our conversation right now. We're back with Gary giving some more specific data about a specific issue. Go ahead.
Yeah, this goes back to what we were talking about last week, this society that I wasn't familiar with, which was the, it's called the Seven Society, and you'll find very instrumental people involved in the Central Intelligence Agencies, such as Weissner and Walter Bedell Smith, who Eisenhower had appointed and replaced John Foster Dulles, founder of the CFR. But anyway, this Edward Stettinius made a shipping deal with the president of Liberia. Now, this guy is a member of the Prince Hall Masons, which founded the Back to Africa movement. But the business he formed was a ship registry organization. It's a way that free traders don't have to obey laws from Britain or the United States or France or anybody else. So at the beginning, when they started in Liberia. And as I mentioned, the League of Nations said that they were still involved in slave trade in one of their investigations. But what they did, Edward Stettinius took through a series of mergers and turned it into the largest ship registry, and that was located in the Marshall Islands, named after George Marshall, who Senator Joseph McCarthy wrote a book, America's Retreat from Victory. But
right.
Even this black man, William Tubman, that's presented as a great person that's anti-slave, was involved. His country was involved in the slave trade. He was making deals with the biggest moguls that had ever existed, and he belongs to the Prince Hall Freemason Society. And we see that other members, such as Jesse Jackson and Obama and Sharpton and Thurgood Marshall, held a lady ended up writing a book about the Supreme Court and Thurgood Marshall. It was so atrocious for a while. It was called Nine Men Against America. But these people that are supposed to be talking truth to power, especially the blacks, if you look up the Prince Hall Masons, you'll get an education, and also the Seventh Society. And you can see the occultness, and you can even find a lot of this information still on Wikipedia. And it doesn't take far to jump from one to another to see how this coordination goes and how their futures are determined by a conspiratorial center. Now, we see that the United States Congress and Senate still allow the biggest statue ever of Albert Pike, who wrote the Mason's Bible called Morals and Dogma. And I've got a quote from him here. But this seems okay for all of Congress and U.S. Senate. He says, "I'm not inclined to meddle into the matter. I took my obligations to white men, not to Negroes. When I have to accept Negroes as brothers or leave Masonry, I shall leave it," unquote. But, all these people pushing over statues of our founders and so forth, they're such liars. And, I mean, when you're looking at Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, who was bought out by a couple of franchises from, one of the multinationals that paid for his son, or you're looking at Hunter Biden or Chris Kerry with their deals with Red China, or Nancy Pelosi has deals. Her son also has been to the Ukraine and was on a business corporation in addition. And you were talking about Newsom earlier. There's a whole incestuous group of four families up there that just trade positions. They run California, and very few people know about it. And thank goodness for Epic Times, which you had mentioned a while back.
Right.
They did a special on it. I encourage people to look that up, especially Californians, to see how we've been so played.
Right. Yeah, it makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're talking off the air that one of our local papers here that covers they don't have a wide circulation, but they, you know, they continue to put their newsprint out. And these cities are stepping stones. This whole Santa Cruz area was a designed Agenda 21, a totally coordinated city. And it is. So part of their launching is from the city of Santa Cruz and the city of Watsonville.
Right.
And as I mentioned before, the mayor of Santa Cruz in 2015 gave the key to the city to Angela Davis. And again, you've been sent today in these times, which is includes Herbert Marcuse, who's the Frankfurt School guru. And he was one that influenced Jerry Rubin
Gary, I'm gonna change the direction just a little bit now, and I want to I want to do a couple of things. Firstly, number one, I want to talk about issues in three areas, okay? And I'd like to get my co-hosts, who are very brilliant like yourself, to ask three questions: a health question, a geopolitical question, and a spiritual question. Questions that you've never heard the answer from any other human being on Earth, but I want you to ask me, okay? And secondly, I want you to start expanding upon what I call gray and black swan events over the next decade. What is likely to happen and what should we do to prepare for it? So the first thing is I want you to ask three questions: health, geopolitical, and spiritual. Go ahead and ask whatever question you want. We're not prepared for this beforehand. Just go ahead. And by the way, this is open to anybody. I don't care what question it is. If I don't have the answer, I'll break down the problem to its constituent parts. But I will try to come back with the answer for you in the next days and weeks. Go ahead. Ask.
Okay. Well, frankly, my biggest problem is wrestling with all of this data, and I, you know, and the tech help that.
Let me give you a tech answer. I've been working with my tech guy Simon, and I'm working on a thing called different types of reporting or branch tree logic software. Because what you're doing in your mind is you're creating what's called a matrix of connected events. Now, you can only learn something if it's related to something you already know. So when you're a child and you learn little basic eye concepts, you build those into bigger and bigger super concepts. The difference in the so-called intelligence isn't something like the IQ, which just measures how you can do a test and, you know, to get academically ahead. The best index is what's called a curiosity index, meaning how large a concept can you build and how do you deal with cognitive dissonance. If you measure those two factors, how big your concepts you can get across your sensor band to consciousness, and how rigorous you are at preventing cognitive dissonance, those two measures are a better measure of what we call true intelligence and ability to problem solve. So that we have branch tree software. If you contact me, I'll get my software out to you. You can actually do branch tree software where people can ask a question and another question, and before you know it, I'm going to set it up to do not only health but other geopolitical and spiritual things, because a lot of people are confused. But when you start making people think about thinking and you actually make them get rid of cognitive dissonance and you actually let them expand their question base, not answer base, their question base, the answers are already sitting there waiting to smack you in the head, right? And some of them are experiential. You just know history. A lot of the things that you choose, like, hey, I want communism. Okay, you want 100 million dead people. I don't want to do that. Or I want the regular medical system. Oh, yeah. We see a contraction of human lifespan and polypharmacies killing people because they don't even measure phase 2 detox pathways. No, bad idea. So, in other words, experience starts to lead us toward the idea that whatever we previously believed is not true. The problem comes when people are not wise, and the lack of wisdom is where two thoughts are directly in conflict with each other, or even dozens of thoughts. But some people live with those. It's like having a slurry pen in their mind of things that don't agree with each other. You can't do that. If you're going to get wise about anything, you got to cognitively associate everything and reject stuff that doesn't make sense with your actual single brain, right?
Yeah. The only two ways it's really worked for me in order to find enough common ground or enough space for people to start something else to chew because of all of the various inputs, it's either to provoke them they almost have to
I think you're getting there where I tell people I don't believe in what's called education. I believe what's called shockucation. Do you like that? In other words, I want people to ask questions that make them realize that their previous status of accepting their previously cognitive dissonant ideas is suicidal. In other words, there's a price to pay. So just thinking, ignoring it, for example, ignoring the fact that communism has killed 100 million plus people in the 20th century, if you're a student at university and your professors are telling you, if you get communism, your student debt's gone, you're going to get a job somewhere, you're going to get the nanny state, and you'll get your bowl of gruel. No, this is not a good idea, people. You want a system where everybody's taken care of. Nobody goes without housing and food and health insurance. But like I mentioned in the last segments in hour number one, I have a solution that's real simple, and it doesn't take away your health insurance. It means you take away the administrative costs, and you make sure that everybody's taken care of, even if they just visit here. The same thing with borders. Borders aren't just a border across Mexico border. It's now how many people come here on either work visas and overstay the work visa, or they just travel here. So we need to be able to have a virtual model of who's here and what they're doing and why. We need to also have a model. We don't want to invade their model to the point where we have the Matrix or the Minority Report. But we need a system that basically says that we want to start apprenticing children and young people by the time they're in middle school. So they should finish their course on how to win in court. They should also, as they're moving on to either trade or to pre-college and high school, they should be apprenticed through specific pathways of where they want to go. That apprenticeship process should tie them to industry or government so they can start to learn skill sets they need and combinations, because 90% of the new jobs 10 years from now don't even exist yet. I can start inventing them. I have a very creative mind. I can invent and tell you what jobs will be there. Okay, job number one. You want me to give you a list of jobs? Number one, 3D printing. You can have a 3D printer in your garage, and someone can contract with you, and they want you to print certain types of parts because you have certain things like metals, plastics, whatever. And when you do them, you build them to the military tolerance, and then you pack them and send them off to the factory where they go into a robotic assembly system. So the first question I want you to ask, which you didn't ask yet, is health. Ask me a health question on any area. You haven't thought anybody has the answer, but Dr. Deagle does. Go ahead. Health.
Yep. This is a new year.
I put you on the spot. Go ask any question.
I've been,
let's put it this way. I have these.
My sleep. I'm doing great right now.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about in general. Ask a question. For example, I have the solutions. I have hundreds now, approaching 500 health conditions, which I'm upgrading the top ones right now. And usually anywhere from 2 to 5 a day are being put up in video, 6 to 10,
yeah,
15
I've
minutes.
Seen a few neighbors with, going into the Alzheimer's or getting the brain fog. So,
well, that's the one I did over the weekend, which was brain anti-aging life extension technology. And it's a 6-minute, 50-second video. Anybody can see it's free. The first thing is you got to maintain metabolism of your brain tissue. With CoQ10 Supreme, ubiquinol, brain power, which has been pulsating to stop seizure activity in non-motor areas and free radicals, and brain mag, which buffers the brain for against oxidative damage to the blood brain barrier and the other issues. You want to maintain myelination with Neurogen and Omega Supreme Pro. You want to maintain blood flow with things like VeinaWay and CardioVasc, and reduce blood viscosity, and you want to prevent plaques with volume and K2, etc. You want to regenerate all tissues in the body, including the brain, with red deer velvet and oncomycin. And we have brain peptides as well, and we're working on things like lumen photon in the brain. So we have all kinds of technology that can help. We can give you things like our mood energizer, acetyltyrosine, along with methylation pathway support like pyrimethyl B12 and superfolate, and simethyl and bio-LVR, and we can actually activate and maintain your neurotransmitter levels. Acetylcholine, ultrathiamine B1, CDP choline and uridine, and we can actually restore your memory hippocampus area. So when people are getting blood-brain barrier problems because they put the cell phone on the side of their head and their astrocytes are on fire, or they've got a nutritional diet, or they get high levels of free radicals from gut allergies and foods, or they're eating toxic materials like alcohol or toxic drugs or vaping doesn't destroy your lungs alone, it destroys other tissues including brain. And people say, you can't prove it, Deagle. I can prove anything. I'm Deagle. Imaging studies, genetic analysis, organic acids, immunotoxicology. You ask me, you get it, okay? If you're a doctor and you want to learn, or you're a research scientist and want to know a new model of how to prove what you're trying to find, come to Deagle. I'll provide
it. When we get back, I got one more for you.
I want you to ask me some tough questions now. You're not there yet. I'm trying to push my hosts. Ask me tough questions, and I'll give you the answer or analysis.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. And welcome back. Now, you're still on the mat, Gary, and I know you want to ask questions. Now, you have a lot of connect the dots data. I mean, I can literally sit here and just have to go blah, 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 blah for 4 or 5 hours, connecting lots of actual dots of information you picked up, and all these characters are running in different agencies and state and local and United Nations and Rothschild connected and everything. But I want you to ask a question in First Aid and Health, not necessarily for yourself, but a general question. And then I want to ask a question about geopolitics. You've never heard an answer from a rational human being yet on Earth. And then I want you to ask a spiritual question. So just add, they don't have to be complex, it can be simple, like a little, you know, very smart, inquisitive 4-year-old child. Any question is okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this might have to do with, you know, the brain fog and how do people to avoid strokes. And I know you get strokes from either too much pressure or, you know, having two weaker vessels. How do you prevent from overdosing or know which way to go on
You got to know what a stroke is,
and becoming subject to bruises.
Let me give you the answer. First off, what is a stroke? You have an embolic stroke and a vascular stroke where you get increased plaque. I know how to stop both, either one. Firstly, what is plaque? When you get a dead macrophage, because it eats oxidized trans fats or oxidized cholesterol, non-ordinary hydroxycholesterol, and I can actually measure your antibodies. I use Phil Schneider for 20-some years at the AL labs in Los Angeles. Or if I do a lipid electrophoresis, I can tell you exactly what lipid fractions are going to cause you to get dead macrophages, which causes a thing called to become a foam cell. And a clot can whip down the artery, and you can do a B scan of your ultrasound, you can do a high-speed CT of your heart, or a NEVA scan of your arteries and veins in your legs. And you can see if someone's developing plaque. And I know how to reverse it with vitamin K2, natokinase, cardiovascular, and other things, and Keeler Maxtipol, the heavy metal. So it's straightforward, simple dipple, infrared sauna, pulse magnetic field therapy, epigenetic frequency treatment, okay? Number two, the other type is what's called cardan vessels. If you're not properly maintaining vitamin K2, which comes from your bowel, you're going to get the calcification of your arteries, and eventually you're going to end up with calcified plaque you can pick up on a high-speed CT. So there's two types of stroke, one which is an embolic stroke, the other is a vascular stroke caused by expanding plaque. Both of them are very simple to reverse. Okay, and I have protocols already up for that. And basically, use things like natokinase, cardiovasc, CoQ10 Supreme, and things for vascular like simethyl to get rid of homocysteine that burns the hell out of your artery walls. You got to get rid of stealth pathogens, viruses like Epstein-Barr virus and nanobacteria grow in your arteries. Arteries that get plaque or have a stroke are not clean, they're infected. People that think that disease is sterile, they're an idiot. Your body is a constant battlefield against pathogens. And in fact, when you die of a burn, you usually die of the fungi that's already in your gut that now gets in your bloodstream, and you have embolic strokes and heart attacks caused by the emboli of the mycelial form of fungi actually embolizing through your body. Isn't that wild?
Well, I know, 20 years ago, it seemed like a lot of people were doing the intravenous chelation or
whatever. You don't need to do that. Intravenous chelation will pull out good minerals, too. So oral chelation is good, or Keeler Max and Ultra Zeolite. And you want to measure the whole blood minerals and hair analysis, but whole blood mineral analysis and heavy metals. And I can prove that we can mobilize them with specific scalar frequencies through the sonic life and epigenetic treatments such as the ProLam Plus and ProGen 3, etc. And, of course, the Magi will help to do that, too, the Magi pad. I have one here right beside me on my little side table. Okay, next question, geopolitical. Go ahead.
Okay. This is the last one. I know about 25 years ago, I had the aluminum count was really high, and I had the mercury fillings removed, and it did drop it way down, close to where it was normal.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What were you testing, hair or whole blood?
I think it was whole blood.
Yeah, it's very unlikely. There's only a few labs that do whole blood analysis of not only regular minerals but heavy metals. Meridian Valley Labs is one of the few labs that actually does a proper test, and it's done by nuclear spectroscopy like neutron beam technology, okay? So if you've had previous amalgams and you haven't gone through an oral chelation or an IV chelation process and you went through IV, I had a gentleman 6 months ago said to me, Dr. Deagle, I'm detox. I said, well, I'm a skeptic. Let me measure your levels. So I did a consult with him and actually measured his levels. They were orbital. This is after over 100 IV chelation sessions. So if you believe your knucklehead doctor and think that the Dr. Deagle can't validate with testing, you're an idiot and you're going to get sick and die. And anybody who's had mercury amalgams, you can guarantee you've got mercury sequestering your deep organs, your bone marrow, your central nervous system, and your peripheral organs like your liver. Okay? So you probably need oral chelation. Now, what you need there is superfolate, pyrimethyl B12, semethyl, ultra zeolite, okay, and then phase two detox is life support. Okay, so you probably need to be detoxed, and you might think you're okay because this stuff is sequestered away. And in fact, if you either starve or something catastrophic happens to me, like you get something major like cancer, your body will go into a starvation mode, and then you'll start dumping these heavy metals into your bloodstream. Or if you go through something, a traumatic emotional experience or other things, you'll start dumping these toxins and make you a lot sicker or give you cancer or brain damage. So if you think it's all minor stuff, your doctors don't understand intermediate metabolism, immunotoxicology, quantum biophysics, advanced imaging, or genetic analysis. The doctors know frigging nothing. Okay? Think of them as drug salesmen that know 12 procedures. If you think they know more, send them to Dr. Deagle, and I'm going to teach them a damn lesson. Okay? And I train doctors free. I don't charge 1 cent, but I charge for my time to review the records and teach them on apprenticeship. Okay? I think it's unethical to pass my knowledge, which is acquired after almost half a century of being a very inquisitive doctor and a PhD before I even went into medicine. Doctors are dummies. Okay? If you think they're not dummies, and if they're not dummies, they're gutless. They will not do the right thing, because if you start showing them evidence, they'll actually freak out. Okay? So let's ask a geopolitical question now. Next. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'd encourage people as soon as they can is to start attending some of these COGs, these councils of government.
Right, open up your eyes. So now, your question to me, what's your question about COGs and about government? The question you haven't answered, you already have answers to some of your questions. What I want to do is I want to make your mind curious enough to ask a question you've never got an answer to yet. Go ahead.
Okay.
What do you want to know? Do you want me to help you with a question?
Yeah, help me with a question.
Okay, here's a question. I'm going to pretend that I'm you. Dr. Deagle, I know about all these COGs. I've been an expert on it. I went into politics about 50 years ago, blah, 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 blah. Who controls the COGs? Just give me a quick, simple answer. Who controls the COGs? Is it the United Nations? Is it Rothschilds? Who is it controls the COGs?
Controls the...
COGs.
Oh, Councils the COGs. Of Government. Okay. Yeah, no, those are the huge the foundations, United Nations. They all have contracts
right.
with.
Italy, are they all connected together?
Yeah, they're linked together with the.
Yeah,
World
and,
Bank
and who UN. And who controls the linked agencies? All these are secret orders. Now, let me ask you this question, and this is you asking a question. Do you know that every single government on Earth is run by secret orders? Every military on Earth, every medical system, every legal system, is run by a secret order. Did you know that?
Well, I see the traces of them every
it's
place.
Not a trace.
Everywhere.
I know the names and places and connect. You know the details on the ground level, like I call the crawling bugs in the pyramid. I know the top of the pyramid. Okay, my question would be, who controls those guys? Well, you've got the Jesuits who are in control of the financial system through the reserve system, where the Queen Benelux of the Netherlands is the queen. She's got this hair that looks like the Shell Oil thing, the way her hair is done. She's old. I think she's in her 80s now. And her husband was basically a card-carrying Nazi in the Second World War. Do you know that?
Yeah, that was Prince Bernard and Beatrix.
Right. And these guys are all tied to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. And remember, they run Europe, okay? Europe is not an autonomous state. Neither is it's a real hell, Israel or Saudi Arabia. And that's why we have the oil-backed dollar. Again, remember, the dollar is a reserve system currency to control the world. 90% of the currency in the world is in reserve systems under the Federal Reserve that's ultimately under the control of Jesuits. Now, if you look at the history of Jesuits, if you travel on an immigration and you're going to go see Jerusalem, say, 1,000 years ago, you had to have a note, a debit note. You would get to a gold dealer. You walk into the gold dealer, pass over your gold and silver and whatever to the gold dealer, and he give you a chit. And you could just carry the chit, and that could not be stolen. Even if you travel, they can steal the chip without proving your ID. They couldn't get the gold. So the richest people became the Jesuits and their confreres. The Vatican gets so upset with them, the kings of Europe, because they're in depth of eyeballs fighting each other, they decide to start killing the Jesuits. So remember Friday the 13th? We call it Fratricida Decaphobia?
Yep.
That was the day that they arrested the Garfoy de Bouillon. They didn't kill him for a few years, but they eventually burned him to the stake. And it's been 700 years since we had a Jesuit pope. We got a Jesuit pope. We got another pope in the wings who's not really gone. He's still alive and a little aggravated. The Catholic Church is Druids. They're pagans. They have nothing to do with Jesus, okay? This is all crap. They have a ceremonial chamber, if you want to call it a chapel, in the Vatican, in gold, to worship Lucifer, Satan. You don't believe me? I can give you exquisite details. Same way as modern Sepharad Zaira Jews think that they're summoning demons. They're
well,
not like ancient
Jews. Weishaus, as you know, was a Jesuit.
You got to understand.
We see our government protecting borders
right.
all
so
around the world.
If I was going to ask me a question.
That are, you know, 300 feet tall.
Now, do you think that Donald J. Trump would be a president if he wasn't a high-level Scottish Rite Mason?
Oh, I think, yeah, no, he's
no,
he's
there's no way. In fact,
we talked before.
Even when we look at Bernie Sanders Claus, these guys are tied to Masonic organizations that have got the cover that they're communist or socialist or whatever. And they often have corporatists behind them or global government or United Nations. I mean, you look at the state of, you know, the Soviet state of California. I call it Commifornia, right? So my question would be, do people really perceive that Deagle? This is asking Deagle. Do they understand that this is not just a geopolitical but a spiritual question? And they're deceived by the fact that 90 to 95% of what Masons do looks, tastes, and smells good, right?
No, they just think it's like a Kiwanis, it's a service club, and they're doing charity. It's not until they go into the other degrees that they're recruited and disciplined.
No, you're saying the lower levels are good and the hot top levels are bad. No. All levels are at various levels where they have a dialectic of creating chaos and creating order out of chaos, just like the cogs. You have to understand, why would the Vatican follow the rules and violate what Jesus said about that the lead of a church should be the husband of one wife? Do you know what was said actually by Jesus to Peter? Right. Now, the Catholic Church under the Druids, basically in the 3rd century under Constantine and his mother, even moved the place where they said that the commandments were given to Moses to a mountain in the Sinai Peninsula, not in Saudi Arabia, where it actually was. Do you know that? We went over that with Jonathan Gray. So my question to me, if I was you, is to say, Deagle, do you really think the spiritual element is the thing that's driving all of this? Absolutely. As it says in the book of Thessalonians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. People don't connect it all the way to the top. They just think it's a bunch of, you know, Kiwanis level people at one level, and they're just doing things, and they're being manipulated by people that are greedy, whatever. No. We're dealing with people that are people of clay and iron. They're human minds, usually more intelligent than the average person. They're easily manipulated because they want to do good and evil, and actually what they do is 90 to 95%, or maybe even more, maybe 98%, it is good. When I went to medical school, I was tapped up by the dean of medicine, a wonderful guy, okay? Okay? I worked in a motion disorders lab, and before I even got there to mail for anywhere else, they knew where the hell my Masonic butt was because I was a Masonic doctor. Now, I didn't go to any ceremonies, but after I joined them when I was 2 months before I went to first medical school. But they watched me. They were watching you, Deagle. And when I even applied to do a residency 42 years ago in science doctor at UCLA, guess what? They knew my genetics, they knew my IQ, and they knew that I was a Masonic member of Phi Rho Sigma. Okay? So you got to understand, the whole damn march is completely Luciferic, run by Lucifer himself, who is the angel of light. There's no one that does more good in the world than Satan. Did you know that? What do you think of that? Isn't that shocking?
Sounds surprising. Well, as far
if you don't grasp that, you're going to get fooled by even people like Donald Trump. The man is not—he's not a pre-Christian. Okay, he's a Mason, and he can deceive us. And until he has a full conversion process, he's on my list to talk to the man. He needs to have a mano a mano with Deagle and John W. Spring and yourself. But he's going to have a chance to talk and get a full conversion episode. All right?
Let me give people a tip here that they can intervene with some of the conversations between the elite by getting automatically, they can sign up for like a German Marshall Fund, see what's going on in Europe.
Right,
they can
exactly.
Sign up with USA ICLEI. They can do Carnegie.
With ICLEI, yeah.
Institute Moscow. They can do the California League of Cities or whatever.
They can start to get a kind of a flavor that much of this stuff looks good and is good, not bad.